going to start that paragraph about Oiva Erkala again. There was Oiva Erkala, who was once elected chairman of the town of Brule, and ever after that displayed a sign by his mailbox announcing himself as Oiva Erkala, chairman. This went on for years, years and years and years that sign was there. There was Elsie Pukala, whose shrill soprano made me wince during hymns and church every Sunday. Who could forget Henry Oya, a grizzled old man who walked the dusty town roads of our neighborhood every day carrying a heavy makeshift walking stick to ward off growling dogs. Or Jerry Kukkonen, who grew up to murder his grandmother, old Mrs. Mikola. And of course, there were the Wietela boys who turned our outhouse over every Halloween. My favorite person was my uncle Eino Rantala, who drove my school bus and recited to me the poetry he had memorized in grade school. And of course, the most unforgettable Finnish name of all was Urianainen, beginning with the letters Y-R-J. It was unpronounceable even by many of my Finnish classmates. It is this wide variety of Finnish names that filled my head every day and made the story told to my husband Roy and me by his cousin Nancy Hilsbeck so made it so surprising. Nancy grew up in Appleton, but attended college at UW-Superior. One day she was sitting in the student union with a group of new friends and acquaintances talking about strange names. One of her friends was a young man named Pete Johnson, my little brother. Taipala, Rantala, Korhonen, Merala, Wentala, and Makala, to name just a few of them.
Hey, that's us.
He grew up just 2 miles from the Urianainen homestead. Yet my married name was the strangest one he'd ever heard. This says something quite depressing about the human condition, don't you think? I guess we all belong to tribes, and everyone else falls under the category of the other.
Thank you very much.